Shavuos Perk Base Mishnah Gimel 2-3. This Mishnah is not difficult, but there's just a lot of details. Let me just say the Mishnah outside first so it's clear, and then we'll go back and see it inside. The basic point of the Mishnah is, up to now, we've discussed the restrictions on going into the base of Mikdash when one is Tamei, and the consequences if one does. We didn't discuss what happens if a person goes in when he's Tahor and then becomes Tamei while in the base of Mikdash. And if one does, the proper procedure is that he should not delay. He should just walk directly out of the closest exit and leave the Beis HaMikdash. If a person either delays the amount of time it takes to bow down, or if he literally bows down, or B, he goes immediately out of the Beis HaMikdash, but he goes in not the straightest route, he goes in an indirect route, so like a further exit. In both those cases, so if he does that intentionally, so the Chiyuv is a Chiyuv Kares. Now, if he has a lapse of knowledge in the middle, like he forgot where he was, or he forgot that he was Tamei, and then he delays, or he goes in the circuitous route, so then you, once he becomes aware of it again, he becomes chayv for the korban olav yored, like we saw previously. That is the basic point of our Mishnah here. There's a final sentence of the Mishnah which says, by the way, there's a Mishnah in Maseches Horios, which says there's a mitzvah aseh, for which the Bezdin, the Sanhedrin, will be exempt from a special korban called the Parhel Em Davar, and we'll discuss that at the moment. I'll discuss later on in the Mishnah what it is. But the point of the Mishnah is that this is that kind of obscure reference in the Mishnah in Horios is referring to this case, that there's a mitzvah aseh, a requirement to leave the Beis Mikdash promptly and directly as soon as one becomes Tamei. And if the Bezdin HaGadol would give a wrong ruling on that matter, even if the majority of Klal Yisrael followed their ruling incorrectly, still they would not bring what's called a Parhel Em Davar. Although a Parhel Em Davar is usually brought for any time the Sanhedrin rules incorrectly regarding a matter that carries a penalty of Karas, and then the majority of Klal Yisrael follows the ruling incorrectly. Here it's different because you don't bring a Chatas, you bring this Olav Yored, this variable Chatas, and for that reason, it's not quite as severe as the other usual Karas cases, and therefore there's no Parhel Em Davar that the Sanhedrin would bring instead of each individual would bring in the case that they had their obligation to do so because they didn't do this procedure properly. That's the point of our Mishnah. Now, inside the Mishnah says some other, it says more stuff in a less direct way. It says, Nitma ba'azara. If a person became Tami while in the Azara, right? That could be, we're talking about a woman who steps on a dead rat. She became Tamiya now because she's barefoot. Or a woman who in the middle of her being in the Beis HaMikdash, let's say, for example, she now becomes a Nida. In both those cases, her job is to leave ASAP, immediately. Now, the Mishnah laps into how it would have to be that she could be on the hook to bring an Olav Yored. And for that, she would need to have a lapse in awareness, meaning she has to promptly forget that she's Tamea while she's leaving, or forget where she is in the Beis HaMikdash, and then delay, and then she'll be on the hook for an Olav Yored. Now, this is a side point here, but I want to speak it out for a second. You know, for many years I thought that's obviously a really unlikely real-life scenario, but I realize it's not really the case. There are plenty of older people who essentially have zero short-term memory, but are otherwise fully functioning and certainly chayv in mitzvahs. A person who, you know, they're 90 years old, they have zero short-term memory, and could certainly forget that they stepped on a dead rat while they're in the Beis HaMikdash and forget about it. Doesn't mean they'd be exempt from the mitzvahs of going to the Beis HaMikdash and bringing korbanos and the like, so that could have really happen. Not so far-fetched. In any case, our Mishnah says inside, if v'nelma memeno tuma, after becoming Tamei, the person became Tamei, they stepped on the rat, they became a nida, whatever the story is, they forgot they were Tamei, v'zachoras emikdash, but they knew they were in the Beis HaMikdash the whole time. That's possibility one. Or possibility two, ne'elam memenu mikdash, they never forgot they were Tamei, but they forgot they were in the Beis HaMikdash again, so therefore they forgot that they're in a hallowed, consecrated place for which they have to leave ASAP. Or even three, v'zachor satuma, they remember they were Tamei. Or even number three possibility, ne'elam memenu zevezeh, they forgot both that they had been exposed to Tumah or became Tamei, and they also forgot where they were in the Beis HaMikdash. And then they delayed. So the Mishnah says, v'hishtachava, they bow down. Hishtachavaya is actually like full-blown prostration. It's like you lie on the ground with your hands and feet stretched out. Or even if they don't bow down, o sheshaha b'chdei hishtachava, or they even didn't bow, but they delayed the amount of time it takes to do a full prostration. How long is that? So according to my calculation, it works out to about 8 seconds, 7-8 seconds. It's based on the fact the Gemara brings the Rambam Pasuk like this. There's a Pasuk. The Pasuk is in Divrei Yomim. It's in Divrei Yomim base, Chronicles 2, Perek Zayin, Pasuk Gimel, 7-3. So the Pasuk, the first half of the Pasuk says, V'chol b'nei Yisrael ro'im beredes eish v'chvod Hashem al habayis. The first part of the Pasuk says, when the Hashem's Shechina descended upon the first Beis HaMikdash of Shlomo Melech, so the people saw the fire and Hashem's kavod descend on it. And the second part of the Pasuk reads, and now how long it takes to read the second part of the Pasuk is the amount of time it takes to do Hishtachavaya, and therefore that's the amount of time it would take to be liable for a Olava Yored, or Chiyav Karas for that matter. So I'll read it to you now. You can get your stopwatch. I timed it at 7 or 8 seconds. It says as follows: V'yichru apayim arza al haritzpa v'hishtachavu v'hodos l'Hashem kitov kilolam chasto, which means that's the pasuk. That amount of time to say that the pasuk actually means that they bow down on the ground on the actual like tiles, whatever the floor, the stone of the floor, and they prostrated themselves and they thanked Hashem for He is good, His kindness endures forever. Okay, so that's the amount of time it takes to say that second half of the pasuk. That's the delay we're talking about to be liable to karis, or if you had a lapse, the olav yored. Or that's possibility A is a delay, or possibility B is bolo baruka. You just simply leave in a non-direct route. You don't take a direct beeline out of the closest exit of the azara. Then again, chayv, you're on the hook for it. As opposed to Bekatsar, if you take the most direct route, then patur, then the person would be patur, be exempt from karis, exempt from achatas, if whatever, because the point is that if you become tame, what can you do? Just leave promptly and directly, and that's all you have to do. Now, I should just speak out for a second that it's all about walking directly out. It's not about how fast you leave. That means, for example, let's say a woman, just to give an example, the woman became Anida. Now, if she says, oh my gosh, I better like get out of here ASAP, but you know what, I don't want to bump into people. There's a lot of people walking around here in the Azara. And so she takes she walks in an indirect route to avoid the people, but she runs as fast as she can. So then she'll still be liable because she went indirectly. On the other hand, if she walks very, very, very slowly, she goes heel toe, walking as slow as she could possibly do, but she walks in a direct line, even though it takes her an hour to get out of the Beis HaMikdash, so then she would not be liable to anything because she walked directly out, okay, without stopping. If she stopped in the middle for the amount of time it takes to say that pasuk, 7-8 seconds, then she would again be liable for karas. Now, that's the main part of our Mishnah. The last part of Mishnah says, Zu, this case is he mitzvahs aseh shebemikdash she'ein chayav in aleha. This is the scenario that the Mishnah in Horios is referring to, that was saying that if the Sanhedrin rules incorrectly regarding it, this mitzvahs aseh, they won't have to bring the par ha'alem davar that they usually have to bring. That's a reference to Mishnah Maseches in Horios, Perek Beis, Mishnah Dalet 2-4, which says, Ein chayavin al asev al los aseh shebemikdash. They won't be on the hook for an aseh los aseh to bring a ha'alem davar, the special korban they bring when the Klal Yisrael follows their psak incorrectly regarding a matter that's a chiyav karas. And the reason why is they won't bring it in this case is because, again, it's olav yored, it's not as severe. And the specific case that's confusing the Mishnah is referring to is, since it's a mitzvah aseh, what mitzvah aseh is there, a positive commandment regarding the mikdash? The answer is it's the mitzvah aseh, the requirement to leave the base of mikdash if one becomes tummy while he's there in the azara, following the proper procedure. So if the base of mikdash prescribes an incorrect procedure, I don't know if they say hypothetically, before you leave, you better bow on your way out the door or something, and then people do that, and then it turns out they realize, oh, that was a mistake. Still, even if the majority of Klal Yisrael followed their psak, they would not bring a Halem Davar, because this is the kind of mitzvah which is exempt from Halem Davar, because like I said before, it's not the full-blown Chatas Kavua, the usual Chatas obliging case.